Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. David Howitt is here, ladies and gentlemen. David is a new friend. He is the founder of Meriwether Group, the author of a new book, Heed Your Call, Integrating Myth, Science, Spirituality, and Business. And he's our new friend, David Howitt. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me, Jim.
Good to have you here. Congratulations on the book. Integrating Myth, Science, Spirituality, and Business. That's a tall order, David. Tell us about that.
Thanks, and thanks again for having me. So, yeah, you know, as a person who has been a businessman and as someone who also has a personal desire to have a life of more meaning and purpose and integrity, I really wanted to try to write about how we could integrate the two. And what I found, Jim, was there's one central language. We might use different words, we may have different phrases, but we really point at the same thing. Whether you're looking at mythology and the great stories, or you're looking at the various spiritual practices in the world, mm-hmm. or even art and science, they really point to some basic constructs, and all those constructs can be used in life and in business.
All right, give us an example of what that would sound like.
Yeah, so let me give you one example. I mean, maybe some of your listeners have read or heard of this book, The Secret. So in The Secret, you know, they talk a lot about the power of intention, that if we form an intention or a desire and we really focus on it, that we can manifest or make that happen. Mm-hmm. And for some of us, maybe including me, that's a neat concept, but it's a little bit out there. It's a little bit woo-woo-ish, you know? And so what I've tried to write about in the book is that, you know, you can look at that concept in other ways. Like, for instance, in physics, you know, in science, there's something called the Heisenberg Uncertainty Principle, which says that the viewer, the observer, us, that we actually play a role in what it is we see, that we can, in some ways, co-create reality, co-create our observations in the world. Then I look at business, and I look at a company like Oregon Chai, which was a company my wife and I started back in the 90s, and really I can apply that concept of manifesting or the Heisenberg Uncertainty Principle to some of what we did in order to make that business successful.
All right. Now, to a lot of people, you're still a little woo-woo-ish here.
I understand.
So bring it back down to earth for us.
Okay, so let's say that you're working in a job that you don't love and you're feeling a little bit frustrated or maybe even sad at times, kind of feeling
you mean,
like...
You mean like millions of people are.
Like
there.
Millions and millions
even
of us.
Even as we speak.
Including me, you know. So I grew up in a home believing I had to be a lawyer or a doctor or an executive. And, of course, I followed the path of becoming a lawyer, which I did, mm-hmm. went to all the years of school, got the big job in the big law firm, which, you know, I had always believed would equate
make
to happiness.
And make you happy, right?
Yeah. And then all of a sudden I woke up and I thought, this is not what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm real unhappy. And this is a problem. What do I do now? You know, everyone.
See, this is the word. All the things that you said earlier, you talked about the common thread, the common language, the common constructs. To me, the one word that cuts across all those boundaries is happiness.
Absolutely. And the book, Heed Your Call, lays out in basic terms ways that someone can be happy and prosperous. We don't have to choose, Jim. We don't have to choose happiness over prosperity.
Right.
So, you know, this...
Well,
especially
if you've learned how to define success in a healthy way, David. That's what I think.
Very well said.
Meaning,
Very well said.
You know, I have friends... All right, look, I'm the CEO of my company. It's a small, it's a small business. I have people that I grew up with, that I went to school with, who are CEOs of big companies. They really have really important jobs, right? So I could look around at myself and I could say, well, Blasingame, you didn't accomplish as much as that guy did, and you're just as smart as he was. You had the same background as he did, et cetera, et cetera. But then you got to default back to how you define success.
Very well said.
I have to look around myself and say, okay, but would that make me happy, make me happier than what I am now? Isn't that the key?
That is absolutely the key, Jim. We all need to stop and really get in touch with our own inner voice, the quiet voice inside that transcends what your parents told you needed to do, or your teachers told you needed to be, or your neighbors, and listen and say, hey, you know, who am I? What do I want to do in my life? And then align your actions with that.
Right.
You know, it may be that you're, working a sales job, but you always wanted to be a coach. You know, find a way to start to align your actions with that voice inside, that knowing voice inside. We all have it. It's all there. You just got to turn the cell phone off for a few minutes a day. Give yourself a chance to tap into that and then work from that place.
You know, you talked about expectations of your parents. My parents were blue-collar folks, and so they didn't really have any big expectations for me. They didn't really know how to, in my age, they didn't really, they would have been happy if I'd became a lawyer or a doctor or an executive. Either way, they didn't really say you should do this, you should do that. But here's one thing they did teach me that I think is a companion to this happiness thing. And they taught me not by telling me, but by showing me. And that is that all work and all contribution is noble.
That was very wise of them and a gift that they gave you. And
it was the greatest blessing they ever gave me, because
it's right.
If you can, so back to the example, you and me looking around saying, okay, have we achieved what we should have achieved? The question is never mind whether you think you should have been doing this other job. If you're happy doing what you're doing and you're contributing and you're being productive, that's noble.
It's very noble.
And the other job is no more noble than yours.
That's right. And what my research found, and is shown in the book, Heed Your Call, is that when we follow the things that make us happy and that challenge us and make us feel like we're contributing, not only is it noble, and not only will we have healthier and happier lives, but we play a role in repairing the world. That when enough of us work from a place of our alignment with our soul, alignment with what it is we really should be doing in this life, that it has a globally positive effect, not just a personal effect.
You just described small business owners, David.
You nailed it. And
you
that's why in the book, Heed Your
Call, as a group, yeah, as a group, we create over half the economy, and yet most small business owners wake up in the morning, look in the mirror, and say, do I matter at all?
Yes. Absolutely agree with you.
And that's
why in Heed Your Call we refer to the small business owner as the modern day hero.
And that's one of the reasons why you're here. That resonated with us. David Howitt, ladies and gentlemen, his book is called Heed Your Call. We'll be right back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.